High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
And good afternoon, everybody, from Humboldt, the home of the HTRS Titans. It's time for Pioneer Conference basketball action. It's the semifinals today for both the girls and the boys team. We'll bring you two games this afternoon and this evening. The first is a girls game, top seed, Fall City Sagard, taking on number 5 seed, Dylan O'Dell. The Irish are 17-3 on the year. Dylan O'Dell comes into the ball game with a record of 11 wins and 5 losses. The other girls' semifinal later tonight at 6 o'clock is Ord Central Catholic, 13-6 on the year, taking on Lewiston, a team that's 10-9. Lewiston coming here as the number 7 seed. They knocked off number 2 seed Johnson Brock, 40-39 in the quarterfinals on Tuesday night to advance to the semifinals tonight. The other game we will bring you later today, tip-off scheduled for about 4:30, is top seed Fall City Sacred Heart, 14-5, taking on the number 5 seed Johnson Brock Eagles. Johnson Brock is 13-6 on the year. They got here beating Southern 55-45. The Irish picked up their quarterfinal round win over Dylan O'Dell, 57-26. Their semifinal later tonight is Lord Central Catholic, the number 3 seed, taking on number 2 seed, Tri-County team is 14-4 on the year. So that's how we got here. The teams are out warming up for the tip-off of this ball game. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back to tell you who's going to be starting the ball game after this on KTNC.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Din's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Humboldt. Let's take a look at the starting lineups today. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard. That'll be Dylan O'Dell, the Griffins, coached by John Moore. His starting lineup today will include these players: 5'10" senior Matt Meyerly, averaging 4.7 points and 5.3 rebounds per game on the year. 5'8 sophomore Lily Swanson. Lily averaging 7.1 points and 5.4 rebounds per contest. Mallory Denner is a 5'8 senior. She averages 5.6 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Rachel Stanicek, a 5'5 senior, also in the starting lineup today, along with Miley Weirs. Weirs is a 5'8" freshman, averaging 20.9 points per game, 3.3 rebounds per game on the year for the freshman. For the Irish today, for Coach Luke Sando, he'll go with 5'10" senior Rachel Magdans, averaging 10 points per game on the air. Olivia Eichholm is a 5'8" junior. Olivia coming in, averaging 8.8 points per game and 4.5 rebounds per contest for Sacred Heart. Lauren Malone is a 5'4" senior. She averages 2.4 points per game for Sacred Heart. She plays the point. Jessica Wurtenberger is a 5'7" senior. Wurtenberger averaging 9.1 points and 4.9 rebounds per game for the Irish. And 6-foot senior, Harrison Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt, the leading scorer for the Irish at 12.3 points per game. And also 6.8 rebounds per game for Fall City Sacred Heart coming into today's ball game. So that's a look at your starting lineups. And they are getting ready for the National Anthem here. While they're doing that, we'll take another two-minute break and be back with a tip-off on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policy, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Humboldt, where the Griffins have been introduced to the crowd on hand. They're introducing the starting five for Sacred Heart, and we will be getting underway here today at Humboldt. Pretty good, pretty darn good crowd here for Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Sacred Heart has basically half of one side of the bleachers full, and people still coming in. Now they're starting to come in from the other direction. Dylan Odell, they've got about a half a bleacher full over there, at least a section of it anyway, as we getting ready to go. Mike Simon bothering the referee so we can't get started. There you go. There we go. All right, stepping in, it will be the Irish. Stepping in there, Harrison Vonderschmidt against Lily Swanson. Say Hart, the home team, they'll go right to left towards the south bucket here in the first half today, and the tip is loose, and it all finds its way back for Rachel Magdans in the free throw circle in the Dylan Odell end. She'll bring it up, take the ball down low. Now Vonderschmidt back out to Malone around the perimeter. And now over Wurtenberger, open, didn't take the shot. Back over across with a skip to Magdans, back to Wurtenberger on the way short from two. And the rebound, Karen's out of bounds. Nobody able to grab it, and it will belong to Dylan Odell. So the Griffins get the basketball, and they come up the floor. Handling it, Miley Weirs, the 5'8 freshman, 20.9 points a game. An outstanding freshman in this tournament, in this Pioneer Conference. Up the floor with it. Now Weirs moves to the right, hands the ball off to Denner. Denner against the man-to-man, drives to the baseline, cut off by Malone. Gives the ball to Mad Meyerly. Back it comes to the wing to Swanson. Swanson guarded by Vonderschmidt, cuts her off. Back out to the top. They play catch out there. Weirs against Icon, pulls up for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Magdans. Rachel on the run the other way, all the way into the big step, up and good. And Sighart has a 2-0 lead. I think the Griffin girls were pretty sure she was going to pass that ball off, but she just kept on going. Now to the front with it, Meyerly holding it between the circles, off the right side to Weirs. Weirs looking back to the top to Swanson. Swanson looking, one of her teammates fell down in the paint, that was Denner. Now over to Meyerly, didn't get
looking
a clean catch, uses up her dribble. Now off the right side, Denner holds it beyond the three-point line. Over to the left wing, it's going to be Meyerly holding it, looking. Dribbles out top between the circles, she'll come from the left to the right side. Picked up her dribble, throws right between two teammates, and they were able to control it. Stanishek able to come up with a loose ball. And now back out to Weirs off the left side with it. Denner holds it out near the sideline. Bounce pass to the free throw line with it there. Swanson back to Meyerly. They can't get the ball inside that free throw line. Now Meyerly drives up, kicks the ball back. Swanson for three off the glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Wurtenberger on the bounce. She'll bring it up herself. Ahead to Olivia Eichhoff. Right side looks back. Wurtenberger. Left side Malone in the corner. Magdan's three ball up too strong. Rebound tipped around and the race is on. Nobody's got it yet. It's in the front court for Del Rodell. And they say the Irish touch it last and it's going to belong to Del Rodell. Midway between midcourt and the baseline. Bring it in for Weirs. Off the left side now, Denner. Denner will hold it, skip it over to the right side again to Weirs, the freshman. Starts right, cut off by Eichhoff. Used up her dribble, now gets the ball back to Swanson on the top. Meyerly holds it, looks down low. Back to the top for a long two-pointer, off the mark, no good by Stanishek. And the rebound picked up by Vonderschmidt. Ahead to Magdan, she drives into the paint, floats it up, and got it. First 4 points of the game, along with the Irish and Rachel Magdan. To the front, Weirs with it. Right side, moving left. Now backs out toward midcourt. Keeps the dribble, comes off the left side for Denner. Denner with the basketball to Matt Meyerly, the senior. Passes underneath and throws away Wurtenberger with the steal for the Irish. She drives, gets it ahead all the way up. Magdans lays it up and in. 6-0 Irish, timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Just past the top of the hour, this is KTNC 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, Falls City, Humboldt. John Nix along with you here, courtside, the home of the Titans this afternoon for this Pioneer Conference girls semifinal round game. Meyerly has at the top, passes to Swanson. She makes the catch, dribbles across the lane to the right side beyond the three-point line. Holds it, pass tipped away. Vonderschmidt couldn't come up with it. It's off of Harry, out of bounds, and it stays with the Griffins. And let's see, Coach John Moore is going to bring into the ball game Kira Henneberg. Henneberg, a 5'6" sophomore. Weirs will inbound, 10 feet up off the baseline on the right side. Brings the ball in there for Denner. Denner to Weir. Three ball, right side, just up on the wing, up and good for the freshman. And it's 6-3. And Weir went for a steal out top, came up empty. Delaney Witt entered the game for the Irish during that timeout. She's in there for Malone. Wurtenberger checks out, now replaced by Emma Littrell in the Irish lineup. From the sideline, inbound to Eichhoff for the Irish. Down to the right, Witt looks, dribbles back to the top, moves it in. Vonner Schmidt in the paint, pulls up, 10-footer, up and good with a left hand. And it's now 8-3, Sacred Heart. To the front court, Miley Weirs with it, moving from right to left. Around the back, and now passes to the top of the key to Meyerly. Right side holds underneath, got it in there deep, and a little jumper right underneath the basket for Kira Henneberg, and it's 8-5 now. It should be. They put that point up. There you go. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sacred Heart up by three. Magdans against the zone to Witt. Backs in with a dribble. Well, that was Eichhoff now to Witt. Now over to Magdans. She'll into the paint. Floats it up. Front rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Swanson. And here come the Griffins to the front, and a blocking foul call here on Sacred Heart's Delaney Witt, trying to stop Mott Weirs that time as she drove across the face of the bucket at the free throw line. Now Weirs will inbound from the side between the scorer's table and the Irish bench. She'll go backcourt to Mallory Dinner. She'll bring in front court with 2:30 to play in the quarter. 8-5, the Irish lead here. Holding the ball out top is Henneberg, and she lost it, taken away by Sacred Heart's Olivia Eichhoff, and then Olivia got fouled as she started up the floor. The foul is going to be called on Miley Weirs, her first, team foul number one. Malone back in for the Irish. Wurtenberger is in there. Irish play catch out top, pass to the left baseline. Wurtenberger passes inside, bad pass. Vonner Schmidt was double teamed front and back, and they knocked it away and steal it due to the Griffins to the front with 2:04 to play in quarter number one. A long one would tie it here for Dylan O'Dell. Griffins look to the middle, now kick it out. Here's the long one for the tie. Short off the rim, no good by Henneberg. Rebound, touched last by Sagan Hart. Out of bounds on the far side, and Dylan O'Dell will have it again. Griffins bring it in for Denner. Denner dribbling to the right side. Now reverses, goes over left to Weirs. All guarded by Malone. Weirs around Malone to the baseline. Pulls up, hits the shot, but a foul before the shot on Sacred Heart's Lauren Malone. Malone's first, team foul number two on the Irish. Rachel Magdans back in for Emma Littrell for the Irish with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Bring the ball into the wing. Henneberg cross court. Now down in the corner, Swanson. Lily holds on to it. Now back to the top, around the perimeter with Dinner. And now it goes back, and now right side. Dinner for three is too strong. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. On the run, all the way to the hole. Up off the glass and good. Jessica Wurtenberger makes it 10-5, Sacred Heart at the 1:12 mark of the first quarter. Weirs to the front, top of the key, passes off the right side for Dinner. Sacred Heart playing man-to-man, deep. Swanson, free throw line, and now down to the right side with it. Once again, will be Dinner. Dinner to Meyerly, to Weirs. Out way beyond the three-point line, now drives to the left side, setter step, reverses, pulls up and shoots for three, too strong. Missed it all. Wurtenberger comes down with the basketball for the Irish. Stolen away by Swanson. Gives it inside. No foul there. Could have been either way. The Irish come away. And now a pass stolen. And now Weirs all the way in. Layup with the left hand is up and good. Sacred Heart fans wanted offensive foul there. Didn't get it. 10-7. The Irish by three. Here's Magdans from 18. Left side. Rattles. No good. Meyerly with the rebound, out of there, ahead, up the floor to Weirs, going all the way in, bounces off Malone, puts it up and in again. He's got seven. It's a 10-9 ball game. 9 seconds to go. Right side to Witt. Six on the clock and a whistle and a foul on the Griffins. That foul will go on Kendra Henneberg, her first team foul number two. So the Irish will inbound the ball halfway between midcourt and the baseline. Magdans has it, loads up a three ball off the back, no good. Falls out short, should get it away again, and it goes in. A little luck, never hurt anybody there. Magdans missed the first with a rebound, found its way all the way back out to her, and she throws it through for a four-point advantage, Sacred Heart. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-9, Sacred Heart with a lead to start the second quarter here at Humboldt in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Rachel Magdans with 9 points in the first quarter. She moves up Sacred Heart girls' scoring list, tying number eight with Andrea Weaver with 1,078 points now in her career for Sacred Heart. Meyerly inside the paint for the Griffins. Back out to her teammate Henneberg. Now she'll get the ball to Weers. Freshman guard off the left side there for Denner. Denner goes in. Witt knocks over a Griffin. No whistle there. No free throw in the first quarter. Here's a ball tipped by Wurtenberger. It comes down to the Griffins. And now a shot from the left side. A foul on Witt will be her second. Team foul number three, and that was a three-point shot she fouled her on. So to the free throw line goes Mallory Denner for the Griffins. First one on the way up, off the back, no good. Lauren Malone will check in after this next free throw for Sacred Heart in place of Witt. Second one on the way up, and the rim, it comes out, no good. Malone back in, and Meyerly comes out for the Griffins, replaced by Lily Swanson. So one more free throw here for Denner. It's up, and on the flat iron, no good. Rebound to Vonderschmidt. She'll get it ahead to Olivia Eichhoff on the right side. Now moving left with the ball. Off to Malone, down in the corner. Wurtenberger open for two. She got hit, and will go to the line. Kind of with the body instead of on the arm that time. The Griffin foul will go against Henneberg. Again, that will be her second foul, team foul number three. Wurtenberger free throw is up and good. Jeff has got 3 points in the ball game now. 14-9, Sacred Heart. Back in is Rachel Stanishek. For the Griffins, Wurtenberger knocks down the second free throw, and it's now the Irish up by a score of 15-9. To the front we go, Griffin basketball. Swanson free throw line jumper off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Magdans. Coming up the floor and a long pass ahead to Wurtenberger. Steps around the defender and is able to put it up off balance, but got her to go in. That's seven now for Wurtenberger. And the Irish are up 17-9. You give an assist there to Rachel Magdans. Weir through traffic, off balance, taken away by Magdans. Fires it ahead to Wurtenberger again. Same result. Right hand, left side. She's got nine. And back-to-back long assist up the floor for Rachel Magdans. The Irish have extended the lead to 19-9. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:37 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart up now 19-9. They led 13-9 at the end of the first quarter. And a 6-0 run here to start this third. All the points by Jessica Wurtenberg. A couple of free throws and a couple of runouts on layups up the floor. They weren't just easy layups, but still layups. Swanson left side for Donodell. Throws to the middle, tipped by Magdans. It comes down to Wurtenberger. Up the floor to Magdans. Wide open, triple on the way, short of all everything, and the ball comes down out of bounds. It will belong to the Griffins. So the Irish again, leading by 10. Freshman Miley Weirs getting instruction from Coach John Moore. She dribbles by slowly up the floor. Now off the right side with it to Swanson. Lily dribbles into the paint, back out to Weirs. She goes around Eichhoff, shoots from 15, no good. Rebound to Magdan. She'll put it on the deck and head up the floor. Back 4-on-4, and now off to Eichhoff. Free throw line off to Wurtenberger from 16. Buries it left baseline. She's got 11 in the game, 9 in the quarter, and the Irish are up 21-9. To the front court. Griffins bring the ball to the right side. Meyerly posting up against Macy Keller, who checked out of the ball game. Stolen from behind by Malone. Malone in traffic. Bounce pass ahead to Wurtenberger. Couldn't hang on to it. Tipped away by the Griffins by Miley Weirs, who hustled back there. Magdans and Keller out now for Sacred Heart into the lineup. Emma Littrell and Arison Vonderschmidt back in there now for Sacred Heart. Lob the ball in to Vonderschmidt to the free throw line. Drives down the left side. Left hand up and good off the glass. And the score is 23-9. To the front court come the Griffins. Down by 14 now. They had, I think it was down to a one-point ball game there at one point. Now pass tip. Meyerly had it. She checked back in during the timeout. Lobbed underneath and a steal by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger will bring it up. Now fire the pass to the left side to Eichhoff. Olivia going to fire one up just inside the three-point line on the left wing. And she's going to knock it down. And the Irish are now up 25-9. Timeout. Del Rodell back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A 15-0 run for the Irish here in the second quarter have extended their one-point lead of 10-9 out to 25-9. Coach John Moore calls the timeout, his third already here in the first half. Trying to figure out what to do with this runaway train right now. The Irish is starting on the defensive end with steals, rebounds, and some other takeaways down there. It's Donodell ball on their end of the floor. Inbounding will be Mallory Denner. She'll give it away to Miley Weirs coming up the floor. Weirs just about trapped that ball on her body for a double dribble. Got away with it that time, I think. Up the floor, Meyerly. Just one of the things that happens is that ball took a weird hop and came up way high on her. Now off the right side, Denner with it. Denner from the right back to the left, needs help, looking, fires to the right side with the ball to Vilda, and she goes inside, gets trapped. That was Bailey Vilda and taken away by Sacred Heart. Wurtenberger's got it, looks through the defense, and her teammates weren't looking. Malone had it, lost it. It ends up with Lily Swanson, for Dylan O'Dell. We're through traffic, walked with it. Knew where she was going with the basketball. Got between two defenders and couldn't get rid of it. Magdan's back into the game for the Irish now. Eichhoff will take a seat with 4:06 to go in the first half. Malone picked up her dribble out between the circles. Now off to Magdan's. Back to Malone on the left side. Starts in, bounced down to Wurtenberger, same spot, up, and it hit the far side of the rim. It went to the backboard, and it went in. 13 for Wurtenberger. 11 here in the second quarter. The run is now 17-0 for the Irish. Up the floor with the basketball, Mad Meyerly has it between the circles for the Griffins. Off she goes to Denner. Denner looks back in the middle to Swanson. Swanson passes off for Denner. Denner to Meyerly. They try to lob it inside to Weirs. Malone right there with her. She's got her trapped on the side. She whips the pass out of there over the head of her teammate. She had outstretched hands, but the catch made by senior coach Doug Goltz over there watching the girls' game on the front row. Good hands, coach. Here come the Irish. 3:10 to play in the first half. Left side, Wurtenberger. They're not going to leave her alone out there anymore, I don't think. Now to Malone, back to Magdan's. Wurtenberger, there she is, alone in that same spot, too strong that time. She was back a foot or so, just inside the three-point line. And Denner gets the loose ball rebound. Ahead she goes to Swanson, her shot blocked away. Vonderschmidt with it, throws it up the floor, saved by Wurtenberger. It goes to Del Rodell. Weirs on the run in traffic, 2-on-3 to the left side, backs out. Picks up her dribble, baseballs the pass across the floor to the other side. And now with it, Bailey Vilda hands the ball off to Swanson. Sacred Heart in a man-to-man, 2:28 to go in the first half, 27-9, Sacred Heart. Griffins have not scored here in the second quarter. Weirs picked up her dribble, gets it away, now over to Swanson for three in the left wing. Too strong, rebound to Magdan's. On the run is the senior ahead to Wurtenberger, leading the pack back. Throws it up off the glass for two more. 15 and a quarter, three of them, six of the points off of long assists from beyond midcourt by Rachel Magdan's. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. It's a 19-0 run now for the Irish. 16-0 this quarter. To the right side, Vilda with it, holds it, looks back to the top. To Denner, dribbles in, backs up, throws to the corner to Swanson on the left side of the wing, dribbles out toward the top, and now she'll give the ball away to Vilda again. Bailey Vilda, a 5'8 freshman, off to Swanson, fakes right, drives left, it's up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Apparently they got her on top of the head. The foul on who? 20? Okay. Emma Littrell with the foul, her first, team foul number 4 on the Irish. Swanson to break the run does. Lily Swanson gets her first point of the ball game, and that ends a 19-0 run for Sacred Heart. Swanson ready, fires off the rim, no good, rebound in the corner to Magdan's, her fifth carom in this first half. She'll bring it up with a minute 20 to go in the half. Picked up her dribble, went back in. Now Magdan's going to fire it. Nobody was open. Let me see if I can make it, and she does. Her second triple of the ball game. It's 32-10, Sacred Heart. Weirs to the front in the circle. Dishes off inside to Meyerly. Couldn't make the catch. Taken away by the Irish. On the run, all the way in. Eichhoff off the glass, up and good despite the contact. Olivia Eichhoff in her second hoop. Sacred Heart's up by 24 now. To the front court, Weirs with the basketball. Had a little trouble getting control of it. Passes it off to Mad Meyerly, the senior. Should give the ball left side to Mallory Denner. Back it goes to Weirs between the circles, looking. Checks the clock, 33 seconds to go. Now backs up, fires it. One-hand pass across, intended for Swanson. Up the ladder too far, and it will be Irish basketball. 28 seconds to go in the first half. Luke Sando may have just said, get one good shot here. Eichhoff crosses midcourt, off to Witt, cross to Magdan's against the zone defense here. 15 on the clock. Eichhoff, ready to go. She's not one to really stand around a lot. Throws in the middle. Bonnerschmidt down the lane. Got bumped. It didn't matter. Left hand, left side. Up and good. 36-10 from beyond midcourt. Just off the mark by Miley Weirs. And the Irish outscore Del Rodel in the second quarter 23-1 and take a commanding lead. We're back after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Marlin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime in Humboldt, our girls' first semifinal game of the day here. We have two games coming your way on KTNC today. This one and Sacred Heart will be taking on Johnson Brock in the second game this afternoon. That one's scheduled for about a 4:30 tip-off. Here at halftime, Sacred Heart girls are leading at Del Rodel 36-10. It was 13-9 after the first quarter, and Sacred Heart got in the midst of a 19-0 run that put them up at halftime 36-10 over the Griffins here at halftime. For Del Rodel in the first half, Miley Weirs has 7 points, all those in the first quarter. Kara Henneberg has 2 and 1 for Lily Swanson. The Griffins are 1 for 5 at the free throw line in the first half. For Sagan Hart, the scoring looks this way. 15 for Jessica Wurtenberger. She had 13 in the second quarter. A dozen in the first half for Rachel Magdan, including a couple of three-pointers. 6 for Erison Vonnerschmidt in the game. And 4 more for Olivia Eichhoff. The Irish are 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 2 players in the game with 2 fouls. Kara Henneberg for Del Rodel. And also, for Sacred Heart, Delaney Witt, nobody else with more than 1. Very few fouls called in this ball game in the first half. 36-10, the Irish girls with the lead at halftime. Sacred Heart boys take on Johnson Brock following this one. Tonight on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, the Auburn Bulldogs boys are in action in the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. Auburn at 16-2. Takes on 12-7 at Johnson County Central tonight. That's a 7:30 tip-off schedule tonight at Freeman. So we'll have that one over on Sunny 101.3. And that gets us caught up. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Check the weather. Be back with the second half action coming up here in a few minutes on KTNC.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game. Hear a concert. See a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is your good time oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology forecaster Kara Foster. As this upper-level low-pressure system continues to push further east, temperatures will remain cooler today and tonight. As it slowly starts to make its way out of our area over Friday, temperatures will warm up extremely quickly. Today we can expect to see highs in the single digits and upper teens throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Missouri. For today's forecast, mostly sunny with our high nearing 20, staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 3 degrees, warming up nicely as we head into Friday with sunshine and our high nearing 36, clear skies and a low around 14 over Friday night, sunny and a high of 42 by Saturday. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Ben's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Ben's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Ben's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
36-10, St. Art girls leading. Dylan O'Dell here in the Pioneer Conference semifinals. The winner today will move on to play in the championship round. on the girls' side. Let's see which bracket I'm looking at here. It doesn't tell us. Well, I guess the boys' side. Well, okay, girls. The championship game will be Saturday night at 6 o'clock. The winner here plays either Lord Central Catholic or Lewiston in that title matchup. 6 o'clock Saturday night. Third place game then would be coming up Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Bring the ball in to Lauren Malone. The Irish have it to start the second half. Off to Olivia Eichhoff against a 1-3-1 zone now by the Griffins. Inside to Vonderschmidt from her teammate out there, Wurtenberger, and Vonderschmidt puts it up and in. She has 8 points now. 38-10, Sacred Heart to the front court. Miley Weirs with it. Swanson in the paint. Whoop, lost her balance. Fires it up, no good. Wurtenberger with a rebound for the Irish. Ahead it goes now to Magdans. Back to Wurtenberger, back to Magdans in the wing. Didn't take it. Wurtenberger around the perimeter. And it will be a shot up, no good, off the backboard by Sagard's Eichhoff. Rebound to Weirs, drives in, and a foul on Lauren Malone will be her second of the ball game. That will put Miley Weirs at the free throw line. She scored 7 points in the first quarter, was blanked in quarter number two. Free throw on the way up, off the back, no good. She'll get a second one here. Weirs coming into the ballgame, a 59% free thrower. Up, no good. Rebound, Vonderschmidt bought it and finally won the battle. She and that basketball had a fight, and finally, Airy won the fight. Ball did not want to be caught. Wurtenberger left side, too strong, over the top of the basket, and coming up the rebound is a Stanicek. Ahead up the floor, Weirs lost control of it, out to Swanson, thought about a long one, didn't take it. Weirs will fire for three off the back. No good. Offensive rebound. Now a held ball will stay on the Griffin end here. So Dylan O'Dell will inbound underneath their own bucket. Miley Weirs to inbound the basketball. She looks. Looks. Out top. Three-pointer on the way up. And on the flat iron, no good. Put up there by Denner. Rebound brought down by Magdans. Free throw line area over to Eichhoff from Vonderschmidt, who tips it out to Eichhoff. Eichhoff will fire from 16, no good. Rebound brought down Wurtenberger. She leans in, up and under, and it goes in. Wurtenberger with her fifth rebound now has 17 in the game, and it's a 30-point Sacred Heart lead. This is not what we expected at all. Once you get to the semifinals, Dylan Odell is 11-5. They're a pretty good team. To Meyerly, bounce pass, tipped away, right back out. It goes to Stanicek. Now over on the right side, we have a foul on the Irish, called on Olivia Eichhoff, her first team foul, number two of the half. So Weirs will inbound to the left side baseline for three. Not taking the shot, dribbling out of there was Denner. Denner to Meyerly in the free throw circle, not pushed it down and stolen away by Wurtenberger. Jessica brings up herself, off to Malone on the left wing. Dribbles out, fires it across now. Eichhoff down the lane, lost the handle on the basketball, out to Wurtenberger, just inside the three-point line, no good, the rebound to Denner. Mallory will bring it up the left side now, should get it ahead to Weirs. Weirs will fire the three, it won't go, and another rebound for Vonderschmidt, she's got five. Malone up the floor to Magdans. Right side, Eichhoff, double team. Back to Magdans, over to Malone. Now with it, driving up, one hand floater. Oh, in and out, no good. How did that ball crawl out for Wurtenberger? Rebound was grabbed up by Stanicek. Wurtenberger went in there, grabbed the ball back, got a held ball, and it will stay on the Sacred Heart end. Bounce it in, now Malone has it out top. Left side with it, Eichhoff, Olivia into the paint, up, and good, a little two-foot runner. Six for Eichhoff, and the Irish are up 42-10. Subs coming in on the next break for both teams. To the front on the left side, off the glass, Weirs no, but a whistle and a foul Olivia Eichhoff picks up her second. Sadie Hart will bring in Emma Littrell, and also coming in is Delaney Witt. Eichhoff and Magdans will sit. Bailey Vilda checks in for Dylan O'Dell along with Kira Henneberg. Weirs on the right side, guarded by Malone. Cross to Swanson. Lilly starts left, dribbles back, hands the ball off. Coming around to the left side now with it to Henneberg. To the free throw line, dribbles. Iyer still playing a tough man-to-man. Weirs with it. Freshman backing out with the dribble. 4:22 to play in the third. Sagard up by 32. Lob it inside to Weirs. Triple teamed. Bounced the ball. It went off her foot. She had nowhere to go. She had three Irish defenders around her, all taller than she was, and the baseline on the other side. Sagard will bring into the game now Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'8 freshman. And Malone will bring it up the floor for Sagard. Off the right side, Malone looking down to Lechtenberg. Starts in, backs out, bad pass, taken away. Weirs had it, but she comes down with the ball out of bounds. Right on that sideline, the Irish get it. Lechtenberg backcourt to Malone, bouncing ahead to Witt. Delaney Witt, crosscourt Lechtenberg for three. It's up, it's short. Rebound ran down by Witt. Delaney Witt up for three, got it. Her first points of the ball game. And it's 45-10 with 3:40 to go here in quarter number three. To the front with the ball. Now Weirs with it down the lane. One-hander with the left side. No good. Held ball on the rebound. Lechtenberg and Vilda. And the ball stays on the Griffin end this time. Vonderschmidt out of the game. Here comes Macy Keller in for the Irish. Timeout. Dill O'Dell with 3:30 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
45-10, Sagan Hart with the lead here in the third quarter. 3:30 to go in this period. Luke Sano bringing in more players off the bench as we get deeper into this ball game. Macy Keller just checked in. Delaney Witt's in there. Emma Littrell, Lauren Malone, and Gentry Lechtenberg. Sagan Hart with just one starter in the ball game right now. It was Griffin basketball. Underneath their own basket, the trigger person, Miley Weir, from the baseline. She looks, she lobs it in on the left side for Denner. Denner inside to Swanson, over Keller, in and out, won't go. Keller with the rebound for the Irish, away to Malone. Ahead to Lechtenberg, back out to Malone. Malone, Lechtenberg, left side, skip it across to Witt. Over to Lechtenberg, over to Witt. And Witt for three. Sagan's got some players out there now that aren't afraid to shoot the three. The rebound brought down by Swanson. Swanson to Weirs up the floor. Dribbles between the legs. And now back over across the floor to the near side to Denner. Griffin is going right to left as we look at it toward the south end here in the second half. Weirs averaging 20 points a game right now, held to 7 by the Irish. Sacred Heart playing man-to-man defense. Here's a long two-pointer. Up no good by Henneberg. And the rebound grabbed up by the Irish by Keller. Now ahead over to Witt. Down to the right side, Littrell back to Witt. Cross-court Malone, she's going to fire up a two-pointer off the mark. No. Rebound grabbed by Denner. Denner to Weirs through traffic. Right hand up, and it will not go. Just sits on the rim and won't go. Offensive rebound is grabbed up by Bailey Vilda. And she'll be at the line to shoot, too, as she got fouled on the putback attempt here by the Irish. The foul is going to be on Lauren Malone, her third. Free throw up and good by Vilda. She'll get another here. Sigar brings in Sadie Tisdall, a 5'6 freshman. So the starters are gone here in the third quarter with 2:11 to play. Second free throw up off the back. No. Rebound tip. Lechtenberg runs it down for the Irish. She'll throw it across to Witt on the right side. Witt back over to Lechtenberg. Back to Witt. They play catch. Inside to Keller. Deep with the left hand. Layup is good. Macy Keller with 2 points. Makes it 47-11, Sagan-Hart. The Griffins have brought Jaden Hayek in the ballgame, a 5'1 freshman. Now handling the basketball is going to be Henneberg. Inside it goes to Vilda. Back out, swinging around the perimeter, 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Second half action, Meyerly with it, down on the left wing. Backs out to the top with the pass. In the middle. And scrambling, looking, now getting the ball away. Mallory Denner has it. Hands it off to Meyerly. Meyerly. And goes across the lane. Shot up and good by Henneberg. She's got 4 points. And it's 47-13. It was a 13-9 game after one quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Witt. Right side of the circle. It's up. It's good. Delaney Witt with 6. And timeout. Sagan Hart with 54 seconds to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? KC Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see KC Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. And take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back there to live action, Sagan Hart brings in Jocelyn Overdeen, a 5'7 freshman, to the ball game, and also Leela Fredericken, a 5'6 sophomore for the Irish. And up the floor come the Griffins with 48 seconds to go. In the third, Jaden Hayek with it, cross court. Weirs guarded by Lechtenberg. Weirs has not been able to get open today. No matter how much dribbling, how nice a dribbling she does, she just can't get away from the Irish defense. Meyerly for 3, no. Weirs, the offensive rebound, the putback is good. That gives her 9 in the ball game, and it's 50-15. Up the floor, left side of the basketball to Sadie Tisdall. Inside to Keller on the baseline with 15 seconds to go. Back out top and a three-pointer up off the mark. No good by Tisdall. And the ball is loose in the backcourt. And it rolls out of bounds to the Sagan Hart bench. The Irish will get it with 7.5 seconds to go here in the third. Triggering in will be Joycelyn Overdeen, a 5'7 freshman. Into Lechtenberg. Drills 5 on the clock. Passes across now. Tisdall will fire it up off the rim. No good. That ends your third quarter. Sagan Hart 50, Dorodell 15. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go here in the fourth quarter of this girls' semifinal. The boys' game between City Art and Johnson Brock will be coming up next, our final broadcast of the day here from the Pioneer Conference Tournament. City Art has Delaney Witt at the point off the left side. Lechtenberg down to Tisla, goes into Keller, tipped away, stolen by the Griffins. Weirs all the way up, and offensive foul. Getting back there was Delaney Witt. Weirs went charging in there and picked up her second foul of the ball game. That's the first foul of the second half on Dylan Rodell. To the front court, Lechtenberg over to Witt, knocked away by Weirs. Touch last by Delaney Witt. It will be Griffin ball. So to the front court on the right side, Jalen Hayek. Down to Mad Marley on the right wing, looking, dribbles. Bounce pass to Weirs, and she gets fouled by Delaney Witt from behind. A push on Delaney, her third foul. Team foul number 5.5 on Sacred Heart. Weirs will inbound to the left corner. A three ball up, no good, and grabbed out of the air. Henneberg put the first one up. The rebound to Weirs. She lays it up for two. She's in double figures now with 11. It's 50-17. And now another foul on Weirs, trying to go up. Grab the pass intended for Witt, and Weirs picks up her third foul. Triggering for the Irish, Sadie Tizzle from the side. Over the left side, and here comes three more Griffins ready to check in on the next break. Lechtenberg fires it across, and now back to Witt. Thought about it, didn't want to get physical out there. Lechtenberg for three, why not? Left side for Gentry Lechtenberg, 53-17. And now Weirs way outside for three, up and good. She's got 14, just 5 feet behind the three-point line with that one. 53-20 now. And out to Macy Keller in the paint. Tries a little stutter step and a left hand that didn't go. And here comes Weirs in traffic and a blocking foul on Delaney Witt, her fourth of the ball game. Team foul number 6. Weirs just pressing the action now. Every chance she gets, she's got 14 in the ball game. Sets, fires, cans the free throw. 53-21. Back in comes Lily Swanson. Rachel Stanishek is back in there. And I believe Mallory Denner back in there. Free throw is good again by Weirs. And now up the floor with it. Lechtenberg over to Witt on the left side. Fires it across over the top. Tizzle back to Lechtenberg. Back to Tizzle. She dribbles out. Back to Lechtenberg. Across the floor it goes. Witt driving around. Defenders goes in. Shot blocked. Swanson comes down with it. Ahead to Weirs. She's going to move to the middle of the floor. Pulls up at the top of the key, off the left side, three-pointer up, short, no good by Denner. Rebound to the Griffins, back out to Denner, and now it goes to Lily Swanson. She'll get the ball away to the top to Denner again. Meyerly inside Swanson, turnaround of the lane, up and good. Lily Swanson with her first field goal tonight has 3 points now, 53-24. Off the floor, pass out, stolen by Weirs. Driving all the way in, right hand, and she got fouled. She now has 18. She's getting close to her season average. Filling it up here in the fourth quarter. Foul is on Gentry Lechtenberg, her first. Weirs ready, free throw up and good. 3-point play, 53-27. Sacred Heart will bring Jocelyn Oberdeen back into the ballgame. Now over to Tizzle. 12-footer, too strong. Rebound off of the Irish, tapped out of there by Layla Frederick, 5'6 sophomore. She checks out now and into the game, Overdane. To the front comes Wears. Driving the right side, backs up, thought about it, didn't take it. Pass around the perimeter, Swanson drives in, goes in, a lot of contact, the ball is off the Irish, out of bounds. 4:59 to go, Wears will trigger from the baseline. Looking in, still looking, lobs in back to Mallory Denner, back to Wears, left corner. Three ball, no. Follows her own miss. Grabs that rebound. She'll go out to the midcourt circle and reset the offense. Left side, a long two on the way. No good by Stanishek. Rebound. Lechtenberg had it. Stolen away by Swanson. Swanson missed. Got it back. And she made a bucket. Are they going to count the shot? 1-1, he says, before that shot. Lechtenberg picks up her second foul. Swanson at the line, free throw up on the rim, and it came through. It didn't look good. It went up, it hit the back iron, but it came down through. This was a much better looking shot, and scores it. 53-29. Sayhart with a commanding lead over the right side to Tizzle. Out top, Wears. Deflects the ball out of bounds away from Witt. Now inbounding for the Irish will be Sadie Tizzle. In for Witt, lost her balance. And to save the possession, timeout called by the Irish by Coach Luke Santo. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Can't see you down there. 4.5 to play here in the ballgame. Sayhart up 53-29. I'm not sure what the biggest lead of the game was. I think they were within three of going up 40 at one point here in the third quarter. Sayhart had a 37-point lead. It's now down to, let's see, 24. But the Irish set their starters about 4 minutes ago in the third quarter. And everybody else is getting to play for Sayhart today. Lechtenberg will inbound the ball to Witt in the backcourt. Down inside it goes to Keller. Tipped away, out of bounds by Lily Swanson for Dylan Rodell. Inbounding will be Tizzle. Sadie looks into Witt. She dribbles across. In the middle with it now to Overdeen. Overdeen over to Tizzle. Shot blocked away. Out of there by Mallory Denner. So, a number of starters still in there for Dylan Rodell. Lechtenberg for three. No. Swanson goes up the ladder, grabs the rebound. Pushing it up the floor. Out on the right side, Wears for another long three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed up and put back up from 5 feet by Denner. Her first 2 points of the ball game. 53-31. 3:54 to go. Lechtenberg back to Delaney Witt. Away to Tizzle. Back over Delaney Witt. Driving up. Lobs in for Keller, makes the catch off the glass for two. Keller with her second hoop of the afternoon, 55-31. Swanson, right baseline, drives in, tries to fire it across to a teammate on the wing, and the ball gets by out of bounds. Kiara Henneberg checks in now for Dylan Rodell. Sighart will bring Ellie Falcon, a 5'6 sophomore. She'll go to a guard spot. Lechtenberg to Witt. Over to Falk, intercepted. Stolen by the Griffins. And the two-pointer in, up and good by Hinneberg. She's got six in the game. 55-33. Over to Tisdall. Left side of the floor with 3:05 to go. Luke Santa wants to let everybody play. He's not happy he's given up this many points, I'm sure. But, again, this is the Irish. Everybody off the bench playing against several of the starters yet for Dylan O'Dell. And a pass out stolen by Weirs. Weirs going in one-on-two, splits defenders, right hand up and good. She's got 21 in the ball game. 12 of them here in the fourth quarter. Inside pass, knocked away, tipped away, and the Irish turn it over again. Up the floor, Weirs, pass underneath, Swanson, shot blocked by Overdeem, but they say she got a piece of the arm. Team foul number 9 on Sighart, and to the free throw line, Lily Swanson, where she is 3-for-4 in the ball game, has 5 points today. Gets set, up, no good, she'll get another one. Coach John Moore clearing off the rest of his players now. Madeline Pardee and a 5'6 freshman. Tatum Schroeder is in, a 5'2 sophomore. Try to catch the rest of them as I can. Free throw is up and good for Swanson. In comes Bailey Velda again with 1 point. Jaden Hayek is in there. 55-36, yards by 19. Take the ball down to the right side and now out top. Three-pointer, left side, up and down for Sadie Tisdall. 58-36. Up to the front court, Pardee with it, 2:08 to go. Skips the ball through the defense and a layup at the other end for Hinneberg. She's got 8 in the game. 58-38, Sagart by 20. Off the Irish bench again, Leela Frederick will come in. The other end, Tisdall for 3, left side, no. Rebound grabbed up by Hinneberg. Drives up, passes the ball off, and a shot up from the right wing, no good by Hayek. Rebound to Lechtenberg. She'll bring it up the floor, the minute 35 to go. Luke Santo calls timeout to bring into the game now Leela Frederick again. She'll come in for Lechtenberg. And now we'll just keep playing again. Take the ball in to Sadie Tisdall for the Irish. Inside it goes. Shot by Frederick is blocked. Held ball will go to Del Rodell. So we come up the floor now. Del Rodell with the ball with a minute 20 to go. Driving up, handing the ball off now to Tatum Schroeder. Pass inside, knocked away from Gilda. And it's going to be Sighart. Ball got out of bounds. Coming up the floor, Sadie Tisdall with it. Freshman. Backs up to the three-point line. Now over on the right side, gets the ball. Try to go inside to Frederick. Ball knocked away by a double team there by Del Rodell. 65 seconds left in this one. The boys, Sighart and Johnson Brock, coming up next here this afternoon. Scheduled for a 4:30 tip time. That'll be pretty close to that. Shot on the way for 3. No good by Ellie Falk. Rebound ran down the far corner by Schroeder. Schroeder up the floor. Skips the pass way over the far side. Saving it in there was Hayek. And now into the paint, turn, shot up, blocked by Lechtenberg. And out of there with it comes Tisdall for the Irish. She got pushed, bumped. That's only going to be the third foul on the Griffins on the second half here. That foul on Schroeder, her first. So 33 seconds to go, and the he got stuck, and the referee's whistle wouldn't blow. All right, try it again. Bring it in here to Lechtenberg. down on the right side, get the ball down there low to Falk, around the perimeter, and a two-pointer up and good on the left side for Sadie Tizzle. She's got five in the game. Dylan Odell with one more effort on the offensive end. Three ball up and swish on the right side for Henneberg. She's got 11, seven in the quarter. Lechtenberg up the floor, shot of the way on the right side by Falk. Won't go. And your final score is Sacred Heart 60, Dylan Odell 41, 60-41. And that game was not that close. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Humboldt. Let's check the score in our ball game tonight or today. In the girls' game, Dylan Odell drops to 11-6 with a loss of Sacred Heart. 21 points for Miley Weirs, the freshman for Dylan Odell. 21 points in the ball game. She had 12 of those in the fourth quarter. 11 for Kiara Henneberg. 6 for Lily Swanson, 2 for Mallory Denner, and 1 for Bailey Velda. For the Irish today, scoring led by Jessica Wurtenberger. She had 16 in the ball game. 12 for Rachel Magdans, 8 for Harrison Vonderschmidt. After that, Olivia Eichhoff had 6, Sadie Tizzle had 5, 6 more for Delaney Witt on a couple of long ones. Jenny Lechtenberg had a 3-pointer. Harrison Vonderschmidt again with 8 and 4 points from A.C. Keller. For the Irish total of 60, Sacred Heart at 1 point in that ball game, led by 37 points. The boys are out here warming up for the next one, Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. We'll bring you that one coming your way here in about 10 or 12 minutes on KTNC. We'll go down and get the stars. We'll be back in just a little bit here on KTNC.